but the backstory behind the name Gifted Heart for trainer Phil Schoenthal, pretty special as well. And Phil is with us now here on HRRN. Phil, good morning.
Good morning, fellas.
Yeah, happy to have you on board. What a day it's going to be, a special day at Laurel, and could be a really, really special day for you if Gifted Heart can get the victory.
Yeah, no, it's a Maryland Million Day is a great day for Maryland racing. You know, everybody looks forward to it all year long, maybe more so than Preakness even for us local guys, obviously. So it's a fun day. We got a lot of runners today and been very busy all the preparations for that, which has been good because it's kept my mind off of other things like Gifted Heart and all the things that go along with that. So.
Yeah, we've been telling our listeners throughout the first half of the program, Phil, that there is a backstory behind the name Gifted Heart here, and it's a special backstory. And if you wouldn't mind, I know you and your wife, Sarah, have really overcome an awful lot. If you wouldn't mind telling that story, we'd love to hear it.
Yeah, no problem. Back last June, my son was diagnosed with restrictive cardiomyopathy, which is a kind of a genetic gene mutation that just happened to him, one in 3 or 4 million, you know, hitting the lottery, but was diagnosed with that in June. We were put on the waiting list for a heart transplant shortly thereafter. That there is no cure for it. There's nothing they can do for it. It just needs a heart transplant. We waited on the list throughout the summer and fall. November, actually the day after Thanksgiving, got to the point where he couldn't be at home anymore. We were admitted into Johns Hopkins and were inpatient, being supported by constant therapies to keep him going, keep his heart strong. And we waited then until January 18th, we got the phone call that a suitable donor had been found, and we got the transplant that day. And it was a month later, February 18th, we were back home. So it was quite the fall and winter. You know, it was obviously a tough time for us, but we're on the other side now and doing well.
Yeah, just an amazing story. I know there are a ton of other similarities and coincidences to the story. Both children named Emerson to get your Emerson the heart, and now we have this great story on the racetrack. Right, we were talking about this earlier with Mike Pons from Country Life. We're all fans, and we all have stories getting here, and this is one of the more touching stories we've seen in racing in a long time.
Yeah, no, it was. You know, my owners were great last year, obviously dealing with my son living in the hospital, and conversely then, of course, my wife was living in the hospital with him, and we had two other kids, and trying to keep them, you know, as normal as possible, and had a lot of family help, and, you know, obviously I was a little bit preoccupied with all of that, and, you know, obviously coming to the barn every morning and keeping things going in the barn. But my owners were wonderfully supportive and understanding of my time constraints and focus constraints. And you know, a lot of my owners really rallied and, you know, named a lot of yearlings last year in honor of Emerson. We've got not only Gifted Heart, but Strong and Brave is what the name Emerson actually means. He's a 2-year-old in the barn who's run once. We've got a horse called Heart Hero, which was, the term that we use basically for our donor, because donors are anonymous. I mean, that there is no information given. And so all we knew was that there was this nameless, faithless hero out there that had, you know, given us the gift of life and they were our heart hero. So we named the horse Heart Hero, you know, and so there, you know, there's been several of them you know, it's been great. It's really been great. And, you know, see the community in Maryland and nationally, you know, people rally around and try to help you, you know, but it's amazing the, how horses can really pick you up in your time of need. You know, in last June, we had gotten that diagnosis and it had kind of come out of left field and of course out of the blue and kind of, you know, knocked us back a step. And it was, maybe, you know, 2 or 3 weeks later, I had a horse jump up and win a stakes race, you know, at a huge price out of the blue, and really kind of pick our heads up a little bit. And then in December, really when things were looking very dire for Emerson, and you know, he kind of needed a heart transplant real soon or it was going to get really ugly for us. This filly, Elevated Vision, who runs today as well, jumped up and ran the won the Politely at 38-1, and that was really emotional for us. So, you know, it's funny how when you're in this business, you know, there's a lot of ups and downs and highs and lows, but these horses can really pick your head up, you know, and kind of give you that shot in the arm every now and then, and we certainly experienced that over this past year. It's been pretty emotional with Gifted Heart. When she broke her maiden impressively, you know, I just had a lump in my throat the whole way, and I got a little lump in my throat now thinking about it. But, you know, if she gets a job done today, it'll be pretty emotional for us.
Yeah,
not
no
only
doubt.
That, but
talking
just trying to raise awareness for organ donation. So.
Yeah, talking with trainer Phil Schoenthal here on the Horse Racing Radio Network. Emotional backstory to the name Gifted Heart, who does go postward in race 7 today, the Maryland Million Lassie. She will have, no doubt, thousands of people cheering for her now, Phil, after hearing this story here on the program this morning. You know, when something like this happens, Phil, it kind of puts everything in perspective. And not to belittle what it means to win a horse race, but you kind of take a step back and say, hey, you know what? That's a horse race, and there's other things that mean so much more in this world, in this life, than winning a horse race. What do you say to other parents who are in this position now that have children that are hanging on and battling through these things and waiting for a transplant? What do you say to them?
Well, I mean, not just parents of kids in the same situation, but really anybody who's going through adversity. You know, with health issues or family issues or financial issues or whatever it is. But really the best advice that we got along the way really rang true in that, you know, all you can do is control the things that you can control, and you need to wake up every morning and just focus on winning today. Don't worry about tomorrow. Don't worry about next week. Don't worry about next month. Just wake up this morning and do what you have to do to make today a win. And if you can do that every day, you're going to keep your head up and keep a smile on your face and stay positive, you know, and not really worry about the things that are coming down the road or might be around the corner. You know, you kind of refuse to live in fear and be crippled by fear. You know, you have faith and various things and support. But if you can just wake up every morning and just do what you have to do to make today a successful day, whether that means just being able to get out of bed and brush your teeth and face the sunshine, if that's a win for you today, then that's a win for you today. And you need to stack successes and claim those wins. You know, if winning today means running 15 miles, then great. But if it means just being able to get out of bed, get into your wheelchair and go downstairs and have breakfast with your kids, then that's a win today too, you know? And so it's just trying to overcome whatever little things you can control today and win today.
Well, Phil, it's an amazing story, and you and your wife, Sarah, just amazing people. And, you know, all the best with Gifted Heart coming up later this afternoon, and God bless Emerson too.
Yeah, appreciate it. You know, For any of your listeners out there that are handicappers, let me just throw a little tidbit out there about Gifted Heart for you guys. You know, you can get back to the more serious matters of horse racing. but that last race at Charlestown, you know, I don't know if you guys watched the replay, but kind of coming around the turn with an eighth of a mile to go, it looked like she was loaded and was going to win the race. You know, I felt like she was going to put away the horse on the inside, and there was nobody really coming from the back. And then she just kind of hung and stopped a little bit, and I was really disappointed. And looked up at the board as they crossed the wire, and the last eighth was like in 14 seconds, and I was like, man, this filly couldn't get a jump past 6 furlongs. And came back to be unsaddled, and Boca Chica got off of her and said, filly, says, I was loaded around the turn and was going to win by as far as I wanted to win by. And she looked up and saw the lights of the grandstand turn up for home and just dropped the bridle and stopped running. And he said the only thing that kept her going was that horse on her inside. She just latched out of that horse and galloped along that horse on her inside. He said, but I, you know, just the first time under the lights and first time at night, she just dropped the bridle when she saw the grandstand. So I really felt better about the race after that. You know, I mean, it, you know, obviously she got beat, and the winner was well-deserving, but I feel like she was a much better horse than she showed last time at Charlestown, and I'm hoping that back today on her home track in the daytime on a fast track, she'll get back to her better numbers. So
yeah, that's a great point, Phil. Hey, I meant to ask you, too, real quick before I let you go, will Little Emerson be at the races today?
You know what? We were really hoping to get him here, but he actually just got out of the hospital recently. He had a little setback with a cold and a virus, but he is with his mother today, and my older son is up in New Jersey playing at a hockey tournament. So they're all up there together, and I've got my daughter with me who rides in a pony race today. But he will not be here, unfortunately. I wish he was, but next time he'll be here.
Yeah, he's there in spirit, no doubt. Phil, again, appreciate the story. Appreciate the time here this morning. We'll look forward to seeing you at Laurel this afternoon, and all the best with Gifted Heart in that Maryland Million Lassie later today.
Appreciate it, you guys. Have a good day handicapping.